It's always so tricky travelling from place to place to know whether you're going to have any connectivity. Now, in August, when I went up to the Isle of Mull, I did an extreme bloggers. I mean, it wasn't exactly the top of Mount Everest, but it was kind of an experiment for me to see how I could continue to maintain a media output knowing that I didn't have internet access. And actually, it proved to be okay, because I knew there wasn't going to be anything. And so the question is, do you want a pocket full of nothing and then plenty of something? At least if you know where it is and it isn't, you can maintain the apps, especially for mobile blogging that we do with Fibre Studio. At least you know that the apps that you have, it doesn't matter if they're connected. It's very difficult when you're wanting to connect on Twitter. I'm here in Birmingham to attend the Audiences Central annual symposium, which I'm here on behalf of Audiences Europe. Hashtag for the event today is hashtag ACSymp11. And I can't check my Twitter. I can't. That's the one thing I can't update, because I don't know whether the hotel is lead-lined or whether the size of the building won't let waves permeate. I don't know. But I have a very, very intermittent signal. Even 3G is very poor. And occasionally I get a whole barrage of boxcar notifications, which is almost more frustrating, because it's like, oh, so you got in eventually, but not while I was looking. So yeah, I'm sort of heading to the Midland Arts Centre, and I'm going to hopefully tap into as much Wi-Fi as I can, and I chat to some people about audience development and why they've travelled. There's going to be a European delegation. There's something called Extending the Margins, where there's a cultural exchange programme, and I'll be blogging a little bit more about this after the event, where artists and creatives and cultural practitioners from around Europe have the opportunity to travel to these events and talk to people who are doing the same thing as they are in another country. So I'm really excited to find out a bit more about that project. But yeah, I'm going to leave you with, do you want pockets of nothing and plentiful of something? Or is it okay around the other way? You've got a little bit of something in your pocket that you know is always there, and then you don't rely on the outside world. I guess that's where XCOM Global come in. Phil's been hooking up with XCOM Global as he's been travelling around America, or to his little events in America, because they provide, you know, a pocket full of something, which is MiFi, sits in your hand, sort of a little device that connects up to the 3G signal. I think, and because it's only dedicated to receiving that signal for data, it always seems to have a much stronger signal than just getting enough a mobile phone, because it's dedicated. So yeah, I'm going to have to look into this XCOM Global thing when I go over to Europe, because data charges and roaming charges are terrifying me. So I'm going to go and get my taxi. I'm going to get to the Midland Arts Centre and see what's going on.